poll, majority of Americans oppose removing Confederate statues, defunding police. By Penny Starr on July 21, 2020. A Washington Post ABC poll shows a majority of Americans oppose removing statues of Confederate soldiers or U.S. presidents who had slaves. The Washington Post reported on its poll, which highlighted a stark partisan divide. The new poll finds that 52% of Americans oppose removing public statues honoring Confederate generals, while 43% support their removal. That includes an 80% majority of Republicans and 56% of independents in opposition, while 74% of Democrats support the removal of these statues. Almost 6 in 10 white people, along with just over half of Hispanic people, oppose removing statues of Confederate soldiers, while over 3/4 of black people support their removal. The Black Lives Matter movement continues to enjoy majority support, with 63% of Americans saying they support it, including 46% who say they strongly support it. But there are sharp differences among partisans, with 92% of Democrats and 62% of independents saying they back the movement, while 68% of Republicans oppose it. The poll found that a 69% majority of respondents believe minority groups are not treated the same as white people but generally opposes calls to shift some police funding to social services. The sentiment comes in the wake of the death of George Floyd, a black man who died while in the custody of Minneapolis police in May, and the protests that followed nationwide. The Post's report blamed President Donald Trump for fanning opposition to Black Lives Matter protesters and their desired changes. On the issue of police funding, for example, 55% of Americans oppose moving funds from police departments to social services, and 43% say they oppose it strongly, the Post reported. Republicans are the most opposed, with 84% saying they're against such a shift. Among independents, 53% are opposed, while 59% of Democrats support such shifts. The poll was conducted July 12 to 15 of a random national sample of 1,006 adults, with 75% of interviews conducted by cell phone and 25% by landline. The margin of sampling error for overall results is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points. The error margin is 4.5 points in a sample of 661 white adults and 10.5 points each among the samples of 113 black and 117 Hispanic adults. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.